All right, everyone, welcome back to Mental War. I'm your host, Hunter Rivers, and today we're diving into something super crucial, something that underpins every success you've ever had, every challenge you've conquered, and every darn thing in between. We're talking about self-awareness, my friends. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here we go with the be yourself spiel again, trust me, this is different. We're not just talking about knowing your favorite color, or that you secretly crave extra pickles on your burger, although if that's true, I'm right there with you. We're going deep, digging into those inner workings of your mind, understanding the thoughts swirling around like a tempest, and recognizing those emotions bubbling up from within. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to navigate a foreign city without a map, would you? Self-awareness is that mental map, helping you understand where you are, why you feel the way you do, and ultimately giving you the power to steer your life in the direction you truly desire. So, what exactly are we looking at here? 5 key takeaways that'll have you feeling more like a GPS-equipped superhero than just someone blindly stumbling through life. 1. Recognize your triggers. Ever notice how certain situations or people push your buttons like a toddler wielding a red button on a video game? Those are your triggers, my friends. Understanding what sets you off, whether it's a specific comment, a particular task, or even just the smell of burnt toast, no judgment here, is crucial. It allows you to anticipate those moments and either navigate them strategically or avoid them altogether. Remember, knowledge is power. 2. Embrace your emotions. We're not talking about letting your emotions run wild like a herd of stampeding unicorns, but ignoring them? That's like trying to ignore a persistent tickle in your nose. It just gets worse, right? Allow yourself to feel those emotions, acknowledge them without judgment, and then ask yourself, what's driving this feeling? Understanding the root cause gives you the power to respond constructively instead of simply reacting impulsively. 3. Mindful meditation. This isn't some hippy-dippy fad, folks. Mindful meditation is like hitting the pause button on your chaotic brain. Taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, observe your thoughts without judgment, and simply be present in the moment can work wonders for building self-awareness. You'll start noticing patterns in your thinking, your emotions, and even your physical sensations, all valuable clues to understanding yourself better. 4. Seek feedback. Don't be afraid to ask for honest feedback from people you trust. They might see things about you that you're blind to, offer valuable insights into your behavior, or simply provide a different perspective on situations you've been grappling with. Remember, we all have blind spots, and sometimes an outside perspective can help us illuminate those hidden areas. 5. Journaling. This is like having a conversation with yourself on paper. Write down your thoughts, feelings, experiences, anything that comes to mind. Don't worry about grammar or making sense, just let it flow. Looking back at your entries over time can be incredibly revealing, helping you identify recurring patterns in your thinking and emotions. Think about it, you're probably halfway through a project at work, feeling totally swamped but also kinda excited. Your brain is buzzing with ideas, but your body's screaming for a break. You feel the familiar pang of procrastination creeping in, that voice whispering, just 5 more minutes, even though you know you should be pushing forward. That's where self-awareness kicks in. Instead of letting procrastination take over, you consciously acknowledge those conflicting feelings. The desire to continue working with your creative energy and the urge to recharge. You then assess the situation. Perhaps a quick walk would refresh your mind enough to tackle the next task effectively. This simple act of awareness allows you to make a conscious choice rather than being ruled by those fleeting emotions and impulses. So, remember folks, self-awareness isn't some mystical superpower reserved for gurus and Zen masters. It's a skill anyone can develop with practice and intention. Start small. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings, and watch as you gain clarity, control, and ultimately, a deeper understanding of yourself. You got this. Now, go out there and be the mental warlord you were born to be. Want more? Share this episode with a friend who's looking to level up their self-awareness game. And don't forget to leave a review. It helps others discover the power of mental war. Until next time, keep those minds sharp and those spirits strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.